Innes, welcome to Manchester Inglés. You are a scuba diver. Can you tell us what happened the very first time you dived?
Certainly, Craig. The first time I dived, I was very nervous. It was in Egypt, a resort called Nagada. I went down to approximately 20 metres deep and was a little bit concerned at the depth we were at and became a little bit scared. I breathed very heavily and ran out of air.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed. Fortunately, the instructor I was with noticed I was in difficulties and came over to me and gave me her mouthpiece to use to take air. Even better, she was an extremely attractive Italian lady and had to wrap her legs around me to make sure I stayed safe and calm and swam to the surface with me. It was very much, in the end, good fun.
Well, that's incredible. Did things improve in it after this first dive?
I seemed to get my confidence back, and the dive instructor seemed to expect more from me as the dives went on. One particular occasion, they took us down to 30 metres, which is the deepest I've ever been. I looked at my watch. My watch said it could only go to a maximum depth of 30 metres, and when we were at 31 metres, it blew up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was very difficult to tell the time from then onwards.
Have you seen any sharks in this?
Strange you should ask that, Craig. That is one of my main ambitions in life, to see sharks in the wild. Every time I dive, someone else in the group does see sharks. Unfortunately, my eyesight is very poor, and all I hear afterwards is, "Did you see the shark?" I say, "No, but one day maybe, if I ever get to see some proper glasses."
Well, good luck with the sharks, Innes.
Thank you very much.